All right, John. So you didn't find me in a phone book or something like that. It was your executive. Well, what is her title? I was getting confused.
She would be basically the principal is her official title. She used to be the executive producer for At Large Films, and then has that subsequently changed. So she's currently the principal owner and operator of At Large Films and one of the directors.
Okay, great. So the principal owner operator and your title?
My original title when I hired was as a producer, and then that has morphed to head of production, and then now to my current title, which is the executive producer for LR Films.
Woohoo! Awesome. Yeah. All right. So it was your boss lady, the principal, who introduced you and I. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, is my memory right? Okay. Tell me your initial thoughts about coaching and the possibility of working with me.
I come from a background where my mother was a psychologist, so I believe in the process to a degree and to a point, but I admit that I'm rather skeptical beyond that. And I definitely was skeptical of the applications of this, not of you, but just of any that type of process being put into a work environment. I honestly did
right.
not believe that it would be something that would work because of the level of honesty that's required from all the parties to really make any kind of headway or progress. And frankly, your ability as an intermediary between all the interested parties you're talking to is critical and something that it's been my experience that the skill set that you possess is extraordinarily rare. That a person who's able to kind of call stuff out in a very honest and a way that has integrity without really making anybody feel like they're on the hot seat, I think that skill set is extraordinarily rare and very hard to find, and it's very effective in what you're doing.
Wow, thanks, John. Thank you. So maybe we'll just jump in there. Could you say more about the combination of that? So what I hear you saying is I will hold you accountable without making you feel like you're on the hot seat. Is that right?
Yeah.
Say things that are hard to hear without having you feel bad or something?
Okay, so if we assume that, you only go as you can only go really ultimately as far as whatever your client is willing to do, whatever they're willing to see about themselves, and then you probably kind of bump up against that wall. But what you're very it's not that people aren't willing to confront themselves, I think it's how they're willing to confront themselves. And your skill set is in how you allow them to do that. You do it in a way that is both witty and funny. It's also very, very insightful. And I also think that one of the things that I personally really enjoy working with you and like you as a person is that you're able to take those, take whatever your insight you're having and present it in a way that goes a little bit more global. You're able to zoom out and see big picture and then come back in and hit kind of the what I would call the bullet points that people would be interested in how it applies into their daily life. And then you just kind of leave stuff hanging, and then you let people kind of put those pieces together for themselves. And because you do it in such a way that it's interesting and insightful and you're drawing from a lot of different disciplines, there's a lot of access points for me to get in there, or anybody else, I assume, to kind of say, hey, oh, I'm interested in that moment, and boom, all of a sudden you found a different pathway into kind of dealing with yourself or meeting yourself. So you present a lot of different options for people to kind of get access to themselves as opposed to the standard psychotherapeutic method, whatever that might mean.